Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is KF4TEK calling all radio amateurs to activate the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical assistance and Q&A regarding technical topics, such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening, I'll be giving a brief refresher on the decibel and any other topics that folks bring before the net. If anyone has a topic or question that they would like to discuss this evening, go ahead and call now. Alrighty. Does anyone have any news or announcements that they would like to bring to the net? Please call now. Okie dokie. Well, that being the case, let's take a quick round of check-ins, and then we'll have our brief technical discussion. So if you'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
KS4L.
K4GG. KX4KU.
KQTI3FR. Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Tango.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
Kilo November 4, Echo X-ray Golf.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Charlie.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Victor Bravo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Charlie Oscar.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Alright, let's hold it there.
TV, no comment tonight.
Alright, let's hold it there. Good crew. We picked up KN4SPL, AK4GG, KX4KU, K2PI, K3FR, KM4OZH, WD8QCN, in and out, KO4VictorNovemberTango, KO4VictorNovemberZulu, in and out, KN4EchoXRayGolf, KO4LLC, KO4QVD, KO4YCO, KO4WYX, W8BT, and N7IVV, in and out. If I messed up your call, or I did not read your call back, or you didn't make it into the first round of check-ins and would like to join us, please call now.
KX4O. KX4O.
K4BLX, in and out.
All right, picked up K1HTV Mobile in Warrenton, K4BOX, in and out, and KX4O. Netlogger froze up on me for a moment, so it'll take me a couple cycles to get those back in, but I got you down on paper. So, great crowd tonight. Very happy to hear all those KO4s coming in and joining us. Good work, folks. And I'm happy to have you here, and of course, happy to have everybody who checked in, no matter how long you've been a ham. So, old and new makes the community brew. Thank you all. Since spring is thinking about being upon us, it's a season of antenna work, antenna repair, and it's a season of preparing for the Virginia CUSO party and other on-the-air activities, and people are thinking about checking out their antenna assemblies and their coax and their amplifiers and their radios and generally doing their station assessments, their RF safety assessments, and going to be encountering a lot of measurements in decibels. And I know that everybody has had this in his or her brain at least at one point in the past, but it's a kind of a slippery thing that sometimes bears repeating. So we'll just go over that real quick so that when you're looking at the coax cable attenuation charts or the antenna gain charts or your preamp gain charts or your power amp gain charts, you can be comfortable with what it is that you're looking at. So a decibel is a word that comes from two words, deci, meaning, you know, 10 or 10 of, and bel, which is a unit of relative power measurement. So a decibel is a number that represents the log base 10 difference in two power measurements. And there are a number of common reference points that we use to specify absolute values because it's not always convenient to have a relative measurement between two things without a common basis. So you will frequently see the letters DB followed by some other letter that tells you what the reference is so that you know if you need to know exactly how much power that decibel number refers to. So the D is usually a lowercase D. The B is usually uppercase D, unless, you know, somebody's typing fast or being lazy. And the reference measurement letter can vary depending on what it is. And there is an exhaustive list of reference points on the Wikipedia article for decibel. So if you run across one and you're not sure what it is, then you could probably find it in that list, including, you know, many that I've never seen in practice, but I'm sure somebody uses them out there. So decibel, it's a logarithmic scale. So that means that as the number increases, we're talking about a multiplicative increase in power. So if you have power level of 0 dBm, that is 1 milliwatt. 0 dBm with the m, little m tells you that we're referencing to 1 milliwatt. And so if you had 100 milliwatts, then you would have the difference between a log base 10 of 1 and a log base 10 of 100, or I can't do math in my head. I believe that's 20. So the quick shorthand is increases of 10 for decibels is 10 times the power. Increases of 3 is double the power. So if you go from 1 milliwatt to 2 milliwatts, that's a 3 decibel increase. And if you go from 1 milliwatt to 10 milliwatts, that is a 10 decibel increase. So if you go from 1 milliwatt to 1 watt, that's a 30 decibel increase. So that's 3 tens because, you know, 1 times 10 is 10, 10 times 10 is 100, and 100 times 10 is 1,000. 1 milliwatt to 1 watt, 30 dB difference. So there's how the additive part comes in when you're looking at the numbers versus the multiplicative property of the actual powers being measured. So dBm, 0, 1 milliwatt is one of the most common references that you'll see. You also see dBw for watts, which is basically it's going to be the milliwatt version minus 30. So 0 dBw, 30 dBm. And there's 1,000 milliwatts in a single watt. Other references that you will see, especially when dealing with antennas, dBd, decibels of gain relative to a dipole, an ideal dipole, probably in ideal conditions, and dBi, decibels with reference to an isotropic radiator, a theoretically perfect radiator in a perfect condition. So be on the lookout for those. They're about two different. I think it's 2. I forget that. Every time I do this, I forget the number. It's bigger than 2 and less than 3 dB between D and I. Here's one that you will see if you use a lot of software-defined radio stuff. DBFS, decibels with relation to full scale. So the maximum value that your analog to digital converter can represent is full scale. And everything below that is going to be some value below that. So 10 dB, minus 10 dBFS is 10% of the power, maximum power that you could feed into that AD converter and get the highest possible number out of it. DBV for volts, if you do a lot of bench electronics alignment work. And for you weather radar lovers, DBZ, capital Z, for a standard unit of reflectivity of radar, weather radar energy back to the receiver. So lots of reference points there. And you need to know which reference point you're working with if you're trying to make a comparison, because if you change your basis in the middle of a comparison, you're not going to get the answer that you want. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. As you are looking at coax cable charts, you will see loss typically specified in decibels per 100 feet. There will not be a reference after that because it is strictly a relative measurement. So what comes out of one end of the cable is going to be some dB lower than what came in the other end. So if you have a spool of RG58 that's specified to lose 15 dB per 100 feet at 400 megahertz or whatever it happens to be, then you know that you're losing over 10 times the power from one end of the cable to the other. And that sounds like a lot, and it is. What does that mean in terms of what you can hear? So another real handy reference to keep in mind is that on modern radios that are reasonably well calibrated, one S unit on your S meter, your signal strength meter, is typically, at least below 9, 6 decibels. So S1 to S2, 6 decibel change in strength. So my meter's only got numbers every 2, and it's hard to tell sometimes what the difference between an S5 and an S6 signal is. But that's, 6 dB. So S5 to S7 is 12 dB. So if you plug your antenna in with a cable that's got 10 dB more loss, then your signal is going to drop from a 7 to a 5, whatever you're hearing. And on the other end, if a guy's hearing you at 7 and you replace a cable with 10 dB more loss, then he's going to be hearing you at 5. So you can keep that in mind when you're saying, is it really worth sweating this couple of fractions of a dB? Should I go for this cable or that cable or the other? So that is the whirlwind refresher on decibels. You can, of course, find more on the web in dozens of places, as well as the Amateur Radio Handbook and your favorite math textbooks as well. So we're going to let that be and take a spin around the table and ask everybody, how they've been doing, what they've been up to, and what their plans are in amateur radio. And if they've got any questions to throw out to the group, let us know. So this is, again, KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. And we will pick up our mobile station if he's still there. Rich, K1HTV, how you doing?
And this is K1HTV. Thank you for taking the net. Just crossed over the border into Culpeper County. Still about 5 minutes from home. Losing my voice here. Plan to get some antennas up for the VAQSO party, an NVIS antenna. I do have an off-center fed 80-meter one, which I'll probably put up to 35 to 40-foot level, and broadside north and south. Hopefully pick up some NVIS signals down in the southern part of Virginia. I've got to put that up in the next couple of weeks. I've got a number of cables, coax cables, I'm going to be removing since they switched to a DX engineering relay box on the tower, eliminating the need for individual cables from the new Yagis that are on the tower. After I take the coax off, I'm going to make some dB measurements at 2 meters just to see how many dB each one has. It'll give me an idea if I'm going to use it again. If I'm going to use it, if the losses aren't that great, I probably can use it on VHF. But if they're really not too good, I may end up using them on 80 or 160 where the loss won't be that great. So that's part of the plan. Andy came over, K1RA, and got the Arduino unit working in my new BCD switch box, so when I'm not using the K3 to automatically switch antennas, the Arduino will switch antennas on a clock basis every 2 minutes, switching between different antennas, and those antennas feed two red Bataille units, which monitor bands from the 2200 meter band all the way up to 6 meters, and on three modes, FT8, FT4, and Whisper. So those antennas will be feeding, they do feed those SDRs, and they feed the PSK network, PSK reporter network, I should say. So that's working well, and sort of getting things ready in the shack for the upcoming VAQSO party. Other than that, back to you. Thanks again for doing the net. And by the way, Rand, we had 11 folks at the breakfast on Saturday. Two of them will be future members, and one of us already put his paperwork in online for joining the club. And I believe K04YCO is our newest ham. He's only like 3 or 4 days old as far as a ham. So I'm glad he was able to check in for that. Back to you, Tim. Tim, yeah. Back to you, Mike. Okay. This is K1HTV Mobile, now about 2 blocks from home, 7-3.
Okay, Rich, fine business. Thanks for that. Yeah, maybe next week we should talk about antennas that are good for VAQP versus antennas that are good for international DX. Because there's differences. Spoiler, lower is better for local NVIS propagation, with exceptions. So thanks, Rich. Drive safe, and thanks for joining us. All right, let's pick up, I believe we have an Internet All-Star or Echo Link station. John, KX4O, how are you doing?
I didn't realize I'd be brought up at the head of the line. Thanks for the explanation for the decibel. I was right on the money, relationships of power. And one interesting note is that the Systems International, SI units, they make a specific a prohibition against using the little additional things like dBm or dBi. They'd rather have you spell it out. And that was highlighted by the fact that my PhD in electromagnetics boss got confused over dBm and dBw, which, of course, means a huge difference in predicted power. So, yeah, it could matter, even in the well-trained circles that basically doesn't fully grasp jargon. But thankfully, most of us can understand the additional suffixes and get on with it. So thanks for that. Getting ready for VAQP, and of course the family issues of the states and all that are sucking every minute out of my life, so we'll see what happens. But back to you, KX4O.
Okay, John, interesting point about that. That's very interesting. Thanks for sharing. And yeah, just the habit of trying to remember to bring up the internet stations and the mobile stations just in case they experience an outage of some sort. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us. All right. This is KF4TEK for the Far East Internet Technical Services Net, and we'll go up to the top of the list with Bob, KN4SPL. How you doing?
Good evening, Mike, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. Mike, thanks for running the net, and great job on the explanation of DB. If there's one thing I've always had a hard time with in ham radio, is understanding DB, because the math and the equations have never made sense in my head. Now, I don't have a very advanced mathematical education, so some of the stuff is way over my head, but you did a really good job explaining it to me, or to us, I should say, and it makes a lot more sense of everything that's involved in what a decibel is and the mathematical formula, so that really helped. I appreciate it. I just wish there was a transcript for it, because I might lose some of it, but anyway. Besides that, just I think everyone else getting ready for VAQP. I've just been doing a lot of clear and brush around my antenna mounts in the back, a lot of debris to get out of the way, because the trees have been getting bigger and they sway around too much in the storms and knock the antennas down. So that's what I've been up to with that. And And just one quick note, I just found an interesting article, or heard of an interesting article in the ARRL site, quick break. Just that in Ukraine, the amateur radio in Ukraine was ordered off air due to the state of the emergency. So, just look up ARRL in Ukraine and it'll come up pretty quick. It's just an interesting article. That's pretty short, too. Anyway, that's all I got. KN4, SPL, back to Matt.
Okay, Bob, Five Business, thank you for that. And, thanks for the reminder about the Ukrainian operators ahead of our contest season here. Which reminds me, I failed to go over the weekly contest calendar at the top of the net, so I apologize for that. Stuff coming up this week. The ARRL International DX Contest, SSD, this coming weekend, and a novice rig roundup, and a couple of other short events going on over the next weekend, and of course a lot more. Check out contestcalendar.com for additional information on what is coming up in radio sport. All right, let's move on to John, AK4GG. How you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and the rest of the group. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Mike. Very good explanation of DBs, and I just want to point out also that path loss, the loss between a transmitter and receiver, is also can be expressed, and quite generally is, in DBs as well. So if you add up all of the losses and all of the gains and the antennas and what have you, you can work out whether you can actually receive signals. So that's the transmitter output, the cable loss to the transmitter antenna gain, path loss, the receiver antenna gain, the receiver cable loss, and finally the receiver sensitivity. So that's where it's valuable. I use it all the time at work. But anyway, as far as VAQP goes, I've bought some water pipe, so I threw up a couple of sections of water pipe. I might add one more if the thing doesn't topple over and I can still lift it into position. But so I'm sort of putting something together there. I think last year it was 3 4x2s, which was even more dangerous. They did come undone and fall onto the deck, so I had to put larger nails into them. So hopefully I'll have a VHF and a UHF antenna on that mast. That'll be good. Nothing else to report. I'm going to let go for the rest of the group. And it is good to see so many K04s in the group. KL4s in the group. And meet a few of them at breakfast on Saturday. Anyway, back to you, KF4TK, AK4GT.
All right, John, fine business, and thank you for that. Trying to keep it quick here. Let's move on to Kevin, KX4KU. How are you doing?
KF4TUK, KX4KU in the net. Well, if you want quick, I'm pretty good at quick. Just really don't have anything to add to the conversation. I always like the refresher on DBs, and I learned something new, and that's thanks to you. I never knew what DBZ meant on my radar program. So thank you for that. Other than that, I won't. I'm still not sure what I'm going to do with VAQT. Turn it back over to you, KF4TEK, KX4KU.
Oh, Kevin, I was referring to me keeping it quick because I have a tendency to ramble back to each person between, and that can take some time. But you should feel free to take all the time you need. Do you have anything else you'd like to say? All right, fine business. All right, we're up to K2PI. Harv, how you doing?
Yeah, good evening, KF4TEK, and the net from K2PI. I'm doing fine. Nice to hear everyone tonight. Not a whole lot has happened for me over the past week in terms of amateur radio. I developed a few things and went to Micro Center yesterday. Surprisingly, there's a fair amount of commerce going on there up in Fairfax, although their Raspberry Pi section is decimated. There's almost nothing there in terms of Raspberry Pi micro PCs, but there's a lot of microcontrollers. So if you need the small Pi microcontrollers or any type of microcontroller at all, there's plenty of those there. But other than that, not a whole lot. Also spent a little time today. I was testing out, and never do this, I tested out a USB lock on a USB device to see if this thing worked. I ordered some. I was trying to figure out if there was a useful way to lock a USB port out. And what I didn't find was these things do lock the port out, but they also break off in the port. And so I spent quite a amount of time with a Dremel tool, a microscope, and some tweezers and pliers and a whole bunch of hemostats, pulling that thing out of a USB port that was previously usable on a laptop, and getting that thing to work again. Luckily, I didn't permanently damage the USB port, but hint, don't use it on something you want to keep. I've learned that these things are more useful for damaging a port and keeping it damaged and then locking it and unlocking it. So if you see those plastic Chinese things on Amazon, don't order them. Just FYI. Back to net, KF4TEK, K2PI.
Oh, man, Harv, that sounds painful. I'll just throw out here that sometimes when I get something stuck where it doesn't belong, a little dab of hot glue on the end of a bamboo skewer is what I use to stick it to the thing and hopefully pull it out. K3FR, how are you doing?
KF14K, this is K3FR. I am just enjoying all of the unique solutions that people come up with for problems here. Well, I have finally broken myself down and bought all of the materials to put up some sort of a wire antenna doublet of some sort up in my attic, and I am going to be starting that project tomorrow, at least after I do the laundry. An aside here, and also for those for the new hands who may not quite understand it, the bell is named in honor of Alexander Graham Bell, who interestingly owned a home down in Colonial Beach, right on the river there. And the home is now used as a bed and breakfast. So interesting little facts there. I like adding a little bit of trivia in there, like the Watt for James Watt, the steam engine fame, etc. KF4TEK, this is K3FR, getting ready for VAQP.
All right, fine business. Well, good luck with those antennas, and let us know how they work out, and thanks for those other interesting little bits of information. Always appreciated. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FAR, Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to Gil, KM4OZH. How are you?
KF4TEK, this is KM4OZH, receiving you at 48 dB. Over 9, right here in the living room. Good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. Yeah, it was a very, very good I can't remember the formulas and so forth for decibels. I just have to look that stuff up. But the key is not necessarily what you know, what you can remember, but if you know where to find the information. But had a good fair of breakfast there Saturday morning. Good crowd there. That was very enjoyable, and that was very good. Good to see everybody there, especially because the last time I was there, I was the only one. So there's that for that. And let's see, what am I doing? Well, of course, I'm getting ready for VAQP. That's remains to be seen. There. And last year, I had made a push-to-talk button that mounted to the steering wheel, and halfway through the contest, of course, that was just a little Chinese plastic push button, and I got, I guess, overzealous and pushed that button right on through and pushed the contacts out the back of it. So I had to, Sunday morning, had to cobble together out of just a regular light switch and some wire ties to the steering wheel. But that worked. But I'm all good now. We got something. That I can't break this because it's metal to metal long before the push button runs out of travel. So now it's a two-channel steering wheel push to talk switch, and so that's all. And I'm just working on the interface, finalized interface on that, and everything will be good. That's all I got going on right now. And great net. KM4TEK. This is KM4OZH.
All right, Gil, thanks very much for that, and good luck on your continuing GAQP prep. All right, we are up to WD8QCN. Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, 14K in the net, WD8QCN, moving mic, and thanks for taking the net. Not too much to add here tonight. Haven't been too active on the radio this week. It's been a real busy week at work. That's about all I've got to report here. We'll let you carry on.
Roger that. Feel your pain. It's definitely those tough periods come and go. But thanks for joining us. All right, we are up to KO4 Victor November Tango. I believe this is Greg. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing pretty well. Good evening to you and to everybody on the net. Not a whole lot to report here. Just been monitoring world events. And I did learn one valuable lesson today for myself, and that is don't start putting an antenna together at dark. So I knew better when I got started, and I lasted about 40 minutes and packed it all up and said maybe I've learned something. So, but anyway, not a whole lot. Wanted to thank you for the decibel talk there. Just got over some of that information on the general class test, so that just backed some of that up. But that's about it from here, and just wish all of y'all a safe week, and I'll say 73 and turn it back to net control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Tango.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you for that. You're doing great, and thank you for joining us. All right, we had KO4VNZ, no comment, so that brings us to KN4EXG. I believe that's Tim. How are you doing tonight? All right, excellent. Always fun working on antennas. Hope it works out for you. And when you get it all together, come back and let us know how she works. All right, that brings us up to KO4LLC. I believe, is that George? How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Michael. KO4LLC. Yes, the name is George. I've been missing out on getting onto the Fairnet here, and the decibel discussion just woke up a piece of my brain that's been asleep for a little while, and or at least since the general test. And I was just thinking about another idea there for the microphone, but I don't microphone in the car, but I don't know if it'd be a good idea to do now that we have airbags. I remember back in the 70s, my father put a double pole, double throw switch that he could use the horn button to switch out to different horns and different things he had in his car. I don't know if that would be something that could be useful for doing push-to-talk for the radio, but it may not be a good idea to experiment since we have so many other things running through our steering wheels these days. Anyway, I've been having a great week, just working at the times when all the nets are up, but I'll be listening. KO4LLC, back to net.
All right, fine business. George, thank you for joining us. You're sounding great, and you're welcome anytime, of course. All right, we are up to KO4 Quebec, Victor Bravo. I'm going to guess that's Louie. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, sir. Yep, this is KO4 QBB. Doing great. Just enjoyed the giving me an opportunity to set up my rig and listen in. Appreciate your talk, Mike, and still studying for my general ticket, so that's what I got going on in my world. So this is KO4QBB, back to net. Thank you, Mike.
All right, fine business. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck with that study. All right, brings us down to KO4YCO. Maybe Tyler, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, KO4YCO. Doing well, Mike. Thank you for passing that off. Just wanted to give a quick shout-out to K1HTV for the introduction. Always appreciate it, Rich. Thank you also for being my first contact and, you know, giving me some pointers as I work through this new hobby of mine. Just wanted to stop in and, you know, listen to the net. Like Rich had said, I'm still a little new, so still, you know, finding my legs and my voice on the radio. You know, I also took the steps to go ahead and put in my application to join the group. So hopefully, you know, I get to put some faces to some names here soon and see you guys on the second Thursday of this coming month. But, yeah, just really excited to get to know you guys and looking forward to it. So KF4TEK is KO4YCO.
All right, excellent. Well, you're sounding great into the machine, and glad to have you, and I hope you come back again soon. So welcome to the hobby. We were all new at one point, so hope we can all share something new and interesting. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to KO4WYX. I believe Matthew, Matt, how you doing tonight? Might have missed him. KO4WYX, are you still with us? Maybe not, we'll try him again at the end. That brings us up to Travis, W8BT. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, good evening, Mike, and all the net. It was good. It's good to hear so many KO4 W and Y calls on the net, and good to see him at the breakfast as well. Thanks for the DB talk. That was a very good explanation. It's one of the few things I have grasped over my 6 years of being a ham. And I will say, if you lose 3 dB of signal over your coax, that's a good reason to add at least 6 or more dB of gain to your antenna. So that's what my plans are here for VHQP. Thanks for doing your net, Mike. This is W8BT back to net.
All right, Ted, thanks for that. And I had a thought and it's gone. Oh, well. Let's see. N7IVV was in and out, and we've done K1HTV, and we've done KX4O, and K4BOX is in and out. So that is our list, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll give one quick round for rechecks or new checks. If you would like to join us, if you would like to put in another 2 cents, please call now.
KX4O. KX4O.
Yeah, it's Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo, just checking in to say hi, and I'm doing okay. I've just been busy and having some health issues, but I'm fine. So don't worry about me. Other than that, I tried listening to the 160-meter contest this weekend, and it hurts a lot of stations that I didn't expect to hear. And at the waterfall and the SDR was pretty much full. So nice to see some activity on 160 meters, even if it's just for the contest. Other than that, that's all I have. Going to go back to some chores I'm done doing. Back to net control from KD4REE.
All right. Well, good to hear you're doing okay, and thanks for joining us. And good luck with those chores there. Thanks for checking in. John, KX4O, go ahead with your recheck.
Thanks, Mike. Well, adding to useless knowledge, for those who are mathematically intrigued, there is a natural log version of the power relationship called the NEPR, uncharismatically called the NEPR. It's based on the natural log versus the tune-based log. Useless knowledge by KX4O. Back to that.
All right. Thank you for throwing that out there, John. And, just be careful for those of you who may be typing. I'm lazy. So I like to type my equations into the search bar and let, you know, Google or sometimes I've got a Wolfram Alpha, which is a fantastic mathematical website just for visualizing equations and things. For those of you who need to do that, Wolfram Alpha. But if you type log, you're going to get the natural log, which is not the log that you want when you're dealing with decibels. You want the base 10 log for decibels, sometimes called, you know, log 10. And a lot of those sites will assume if you just type log, you mean natural log, which is base something else. Just watch out for that. But thanks for that, John. And, you know, while I got the key down here, I'm just going to say that this is KF4TEK for the Farinet. I want to thank every one of you for joining me tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, remind you to please see our website, w4va.org. Or you could send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, stand by means please let the repeater drop so I can key in the tones. There we go, all done. All right, thank you, everybody. This is KF4TEK, FAR, closing the FARNET and returning repeater to normal amateur use. Go ahead, chat amongst yourselves. Have a great evening. Talk to you later, KF4TEK.
Node 52004, W4VA, transceive.
KN4EXG, this is KO4VNT. Are you still out there, Tim? KN4EXG, this is KO4VNT. KO4VNT, clear.
KO4VNT, this is KO4VNT. Is it Zulu? Are you there, Greg?
KO4VNZ, this is KO4VNT. Good evening, Chuck. How are you this evening?
KX4O, disconnected.
Thank you for that information, Chuck. Yeah, that was good information tonight. I had just, I think I said something on the net. I had just been studying some of those, some of that math. For the general class license, so yeah, that just helped to back up what I had been looking at. Some of those things, you learn them and relearn them and relearn them, so yeah, that was good. It was a good net this evening.
You know, I had a lot of the same kind of experience. I used DBs all the time in my work, but it wasn't so much calculating things as it was tweaking things. I worked for the phone company, and we would tweak lines to DBRN0, and I can remember just using a little screwdriver just to adjust a level so that it would meet. Like, I remember data was always sent at negative 13 DBRN0. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like you're well-versed in that area. Me being new in this ham radio art, you know, I've always been in the remodeling industry, nothing really experience-wise with, you know, anything electrical or, well, I had a little bit of communications experience, flying airplanes, but, you know, that was pretty much knowing how to talk on the radio. But as far as these electrical things that you deal with antennas and radios, this is a new thing for me. So, and it's very interesting. I'm very interested to learn, and so, and that's one reason for me jumping on these nets. You know, to learn what I can. Over.
Yeah, I'm same way. I dealt a lot in telecommunications all my life. Going back to ham radio is like starting over again because there's so much of it that I've forgotten. When I left Verizon Telephone, I was dealing with like dense wave division multiplexing, which is fiber optics and OC 192 signals and stuff like that. So coming back to these basics is a really exercising my mind again. This is KO4VZN for ID. Correction, that's KO4 Victor November Zulu.
KO4VNT for ID. I was setting up a new 10-meter radio that I've bought. I guess I got it about a week ago. Was going to start setting it up tonight. Was just doing some learning kind of along these same lines, but also with the you know, learning some about the RFG and the squelch, and doing some more learning with the antenna tuning and SWR and some of those things. So that's really a lot of fun to be learning something new. But as you heard me talk about on the net, I shouldn't be doing it at night. The sun was just about down, and I started in on setting that thing up outside, and I said, you know, this is not right. So, but anyway, my point is I'm rambling on now. Really enjoying learning something new.
Yeah, I can relate. I love it all. I'm envious that you've already gotten your general ticket and that you've gotten all that equipment, because still, basically, I just have a HT that I'm working from, and I'm still studying for my general. Like I said, everything I used to know, I've forgotten, and it's nice exercise. My problem with studying, though, is I keep having these senior moments. I'll read something that I'm studying, and then it trips a memory in my brain, and then I start thinking about what I did with that information in the Navy or something like that, and it slows me down quite a bit. But I'm starting to ramble too, so I'll wrap up this rag session with you and say 73, KO4BN Tango, this is KO4BN Zulu, clear.
Okay, Chuck, have a good evening and have a great week. And 73, and this is KO4VNT clear with KO4VNZ.
Node 52004 W4VA, transceive. Node 52004 W4VA, transceive. Node 52004 W4VA, transceive.